Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now. Go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you. From me, from me.
Now 7 and a half the hour. Another hour begins with conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the DJV experience every day for 3 hours. Join us, have some fun. I've invited a gentleman named Joey Herrick to visit with us, and also Warren Eckstein, who is from the Pet Show and spends a lot of time with us every week. I've not had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Herrick before. Started his career at 14 years of age, played the drums for Chuck Berry, Henry Mancini, Nancy Wilson, the Captain and Tennille. He was in the band on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. He was on the Merv Griffith Show, Mike Douglas Show. So why is he here with Warren Eckstein? Well, he's a pretty successful entrepreneur, hardworking. I guess I would be interested as to how you came up. I mean, given your background, what brought you around to creating with Van Patten this natural balanced pet food line?
Well, you know what? I always loved animals, and I created a food line with Phyllis Diller, and I actually put on the market the first ever chicken chili in a can, and that was successful. I sold the company, and I told my wife, you know, that was really kind of an easy thing to do. It worked really well. And I said, why don't we just take all that money and let's put it into pet food, because we love animals. I was actually walking dogs on weekends for a charity called Mutt Matchers, so I was really into animals.
Mutt Matchers?
Mutt Matchers.
Wow.
It was a charity here in the many years ago, and so I'd go up to the shelter and we'd walk dogs and do all that stuff, and we loved animals. So we started with that. I figured I would, you know, it'd be 2 or 3 years, kind of like the chili line, and, you know, I'd maybe sell it. But as I got into it, I loved it. I loved working with animals. I didn't want to really travel anymore. And I was so committed to the pet food company. I said, listen, we love this. Let's make it into a big company. And we made it into a very big company.
All right, Warren, your turn.
By the way, hello, Joey. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice.
So, Warren, let's talk about with Joey natural pets. Natural food for pets, something that I've just taken for granted because that's what I try to eat, and I want my dog to eat as well, if not better, than I do. Are more and more people conscious of this? What kind of questions do you get about these sorts of foods when you do your pet show?
You know, constantly, probably people are so much more concerned now about what they're feeding their pets. However, they're being fooled by a lot of companies, you know, whether it be organic, whether it be natural. Natural Balance is a great food. I have nothing but praise to say about Natural Balance since it came out. But people are really interested. What I'm finding is, because of the relationship with their pets being so much better, that what we do for ourselves, it takes a couple of years down the road, but now people are really conscientious about making sure that their dogs and their cats are getting the best, most natural food available on the market. And the food industry is responding to it.
So, Joey, you built this business up, then you sold that, and you've taken the money to create the Lucy Pet Foundation, which you named for a Chihuahua. So, Joey, let's focus on this and what people... This is the time of year when people want to give back. And here we have this this foundation that you've set up, the Lucy Pet Foundation. What's the goal?
Well, the goal is to stop pet overpopulation, because 80,000 dogs and cats every week in the United States are euthanized. Mm-hmm. So I have mobile spay and neuter trucks here in Los Angeles, and I've been very blessed in Los Angeles because I put $2 million into it, getting it set up, and we've done over 12,000 spay and neuters here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And but this year we actually started with the city of Los Angeles. We built up such a great reputation as to how the bus is actually run, and it's really a first class bus. I mean, Dr. Karen Halligan is the chief veterinary officer, and she's a great surgeon. And the city actually gave us a contract to do 10,000 animals, so we work for the city, and we go into low income areas here, and we spay and neuter for free, and which is something I want to do all over the whole country, because it really it's the only way you're going to really stop it.
I would like you, when you get to the East Coast, I'm an Angelian during the bad weather months. I spend a lot of December and January, February, March out there. I would consider it an honor to meet you and to try to figure out how I could help you on the East Coast, because I have a farm outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. And one of the things I'm trying to figure out what to do with it now as I move it into another position is how to, we were talking about a bovine, canine, and equine sanctuary. And with that, I could see setting up the place to have somebody like you or an organization like yours be on the premises maybe every weekend.
No, you hit the nail right on the head. And that's one of the reasons. And I've been to their vans. Their vans are amazing. I would have surgery in a Lucy van. I guarantee you that. But the bottom line is this, that for 30 years I've been preaching the importance of spaying and neutering. And you can go into the neighborhoods and you can talk about it, go into the schools and the worst neighbors. I've been in Harlem, the South Bronx, South Jamaica. The bottom line, the fact that Joey and the Lucy Foundation brings the spay and neuter to the area makes all the difference in the world. And ultimately, down the road, it's going to save a lot of animals from being euthanized.
Yeah. Joey, you know, go ahead. You started, Jason.
And I started this, when I sold the pet food company, when I had the pet food company, I gave millions of pounds of food away to all the animal rescue groups, because it was my feelings that the animal rescue groups were the ones saving all the lives. They were going to the shelters, taking dogs and cats off death row and putting them in foster care. So I gave them food always. But when I sold the company, I didn't have food to give anymore, so I realized I did have to give back, because dogs and cats provided a wonderful life for me and my family. Some people thought I was just going to retire and off into the sunset, but I knew I had to give back, so I decided that I needed to get on the other side of it. So I started the foundation. I don't take a salary from it.
What you've also done is start another company beside the Lucy Pet Foundation. You started Cats Incredible Litter, which is a litter
which
that stops
the
stink of ammonia that comes out of these cats. And that's a good thing in and of itself. But you don't, your company takes all the money and spends it on this Lucy Pet Foundation as well. So you're not, the Cats Incredible Litter line, which is a commercial entity that people ought to be using anyway, but the money that comes from it is also used on spaying and neutering the cats and dogs, yeah?
Yes, I put $2 million into it. My wife reminded me of that, into the foundation. And I'm not really a fundraising person. There's an expertise to that, and that's not me. But I do know how to start products from scratch and put them, on the shelves and sell products, which is, so I started Lucy Pet Products, and I could have never scripted what's happened with that. And I don't take a salary from that. So the profits, go back into the foundation. And the litter is really amazing. It's I got asked by somebody in the pet industry. They said, "You're so creative, come up with something for litter. It's a boring category." I said, "Okay." And so I thought about it. I actually came up with an interesting package, which I patented in 49 countries. It's the first ever bag with a two-handled bag with a pour spout, so it's easy to carry out of the store or use. And then, what happened after that was really amazing, because I found this breakthrough technology that actually stops ammonia from forming in the litter box. And we launched this product in March at the big trade show, and we just got it on the shelves and all over the world, actually, in probably the last 2 months, and it works unbelievable. Nobody in the litter industry ever talked about ammonia in the litter box until us, and so we're talking about it because we make sure that it never develops in the first place. Because when you walk into somebody's house and you go,
I have to tell you, I've been using this litter for the last month or two, and it is, and I never thought that I would hear myself raving about cat litter, but it's so incredible because it makes cleaning the box easier, because when you scoop it, you're getting hit in the face with that ammonia in your eyes, which you think can't be good for your cat. I mean, that just cannot be good for their health. If it's bothering you, it's got to be bad. I know for pregnant women, it's a lot of, people go, should I be cleaning out cat boxes? I mean, this totally takes away that smell. It's amazing.
Cats from using it. You know, over the thousands of calls I get every single week in the various shows I do, I got to tell you, the number one question is, why is my cat not using the litter box? What can I do to get rid of the stink in the litter box? So anything that's going to make the client happy, anything that's going to make the cat happy and doesn't stink in my house is good for me.
All right. So let's send people to the LucyPetFoundation.org to find out more about how Joey Herrick is helping pets that way. I think you also ought to be looking for this commercial product, Cat's Incredible Litter, and also pass along whatever. I mean, if you feel like giving, it would seem to me this time of year, if you feel strongly, it certainly is one of my mantras. All you have to do is look at my Facebook page or the Facebook page of the woman in my life, and you see one of the things that we have in common is protecting the animals that don't or can't protect themselves. This is very important to me, and I'm not kidding, Joy. I think you and I and Warren ought to have lunch sometime over the next month or so and figure out how I might be able to help you here in this area on the East Coast. But this is a noble effort, and this is the kind of thing that people, I don't want to make a political statement, but all these people who yammer about, you know, trying to tax the rich because they don't pay. Here's a perfect example of a guy who was successful on his own. He created something that's helpful. This is the kind of stuff we need to encourage. So again, the Lucy Pet Foundation and Cat's Incredible Litter. A pleasure to meet you, Joey Herrick. And Warren, thank you for being here. 21 after the hour.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Big goal-getters have a number of passions and talents, but how do you juggle them all?
Creativity coach Melissa Dinwiddie suggests the stovetop model of life. She says that a stove has four burners because that's all the pots that most people can keep track of at any given time.
She has art, music, writing, and growing her business on her stovetop, but only one will be cooking on high speed while the rest are set to simmer.
As for your interests that aren't currently cooking on the stove, Melissa says to see them as containers in the fridge or ingredients in cabinets waiting to be combined into a tasty new dish when the time is right.
Put your passions on your stove and start cooking up the life of your dreams. That's big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Tough economy, right? And no doubt we're afraid of what might happen. Lost jobs, lost insurance, lost benefits, lost marriages. But our natural fear is causing other problems. Here's the science of it. Fear serves a purpose. It protects us. But when the brain's fear system is active, two behaviors are turned off. First, exploratory activity stops in its tracks, and this is the wrong thing to do in a lousy economy. Second, risk-taking is turned off. We're afraid we'll make things worse.
I don't have the courage. I can't do it. I can't do it.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of avoiding, start exploring for new opportunities. Also, calculate your risks instead of avoiding them. Just because everyone else is caving to their fears doesn't mean you have to too. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.